Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're back home after a long trip to Corpus Christi. I'm hanging out with Landon Sims here ahead of a 7:05 first pitch tonight with Northwest Arkansas. And Landon, I went back and listened to an interview you did with Zach before the season about how you had goals of getting back to 50 appearances, leading the Texas League in saves again. You're doing that to start the season, 7-for-7. How would you say 2026 is starting for you?
I think it's been awesome. Slow start for the team, but over our last 25 games or how many ever it's been, we've been playing really well, and defense has been playing good behind me, and the bats are doing their job, and it feels really good.
I've talked to some other guys in the bullpen, and I think collectively everyone agrees the bullpen as a whole got off to a slow start, but as you said, the last month or so it's been really good. What do you think flipped around for that group?
I think just leaning on each other a little bit. We all know that we have the talents and abilities to perform and be successful. This is not the easiest place in the world to pitch, so kind of just getting our feet underneath us and getting back into the flow of the season and everything, I think all those things have kind of contributed to us as a group performing to the standard that we know that we can perform to.
You have a lot of experience, obviously, pitching here at Hodgetown, and everybody knows how hitter-friendly it is. How do you compartmentalize that to go out there and just try to stick to yourself?
Yeah, 100%. It's the same game we play, whether we're here or whether we're in San Antonio or Corpus or wherever it might be. Being really competitive in the zone, you can't really have many free passes here because those seem to turn into two-run, three-run home runs, long innings, crooked numbers, whatever it might be. Kind of just being really competitive in the zone, trusting your stuff, trusting our defense behind us, and getting after it.
Obviously, closers have to have even more of a bulldog mentality because you're out there to get three outs usually. How do you prepare yourself and get your just mind ready for a moment like that?
Yeah, it's kind of just being able to flip the switch. If we're leading late in the game and it looks like it might be a safe situation and I'm up that day, that's kind of when my routine starts, whether it's in the weight room or whether it's out on the field. Our bullpen is an on-field bullpen, so a lot of my prep work happens in the bullpen or in the weight room inside, and kind of just getting a sweat going, getting the heart rate up, making sure my body's ready to go, and kind of just leaning into the mental side of the game and knowing and having confidence in myself every time out there.
You and I have talked a little bit off the air about the dynamics and the vibes of this clubhouse and how I think for both of us it's a little bit different than any team we've experienced in pro ball. Can you just speak on what it's like in there?
Yeah, we got a really tight-knit group this year. It's been really fun. We got a couple new pieces that are new to the org, and Josh Gross, Danny Ceretti, a couple different guys that some might refer to them as glue guys, clubhouse guys, and it's been really good to get the personalities out of everybody and kind of just not just be around each other at the stadium or at the field. We're doing stuff off the field together, and it's I think it's played a big part in the quick turnaround we've had from the first 12 to 15 games. From all the games after that, it's really helped us turn around and lean on each other and have confidence within each other.
Can't imagine it's too dissimilar from your days at Mississippi State.
No, not at all. That's I referenced to you the other day. It feels like a college team a little bit. We got college team vibes, and it's really enjoyable. This we're here 6 days out of the week, and it helps stay away from things getting monotonous, and it's really been enjoyable this year so far.
Any personal goals for you the rest of the way other than health?
Yeah, just like you said, continued health and doing whatever I can to help the team win, and putting the team in the best spot to keep putting up W's.
Landon, thanks for the time.
Absolutely, thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.